Hachette Audio presents Bullseye, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty.
Chapter 1. It was 5 minutes to noon on a Saturday. The streets of Georgetown were filled with shoppers. The sun overhead was warming and the breeze brisk and refreshing. The waters of the nearby Potomac had some light froth from the wind. Many boaters were out enjoying the weather. It was all in all a delightful day to be alive. Yet there were a few people clustered in the vicinity who were not thinking about the pleasant weather or fun things to do. They had other things on their minds. Oliver Stone walked down the crowded sidewalk. In his pocket was his paycheck from the Mount Zion Cemetery where he was the caretaker. His destination was a bank in the luxury mall located on M Street. He would just be able to deposit the check before the bank closed. He did not make much money and had to take care with what he did earn. Yet his needs were few, and his salary also included a cottage in which to live, and he liked being around the dead. They were a quiet bunch. He'd had enough excitement to last him the rest of his life. Behind him walked another man, partially hidden by a group of giddy teenage girls overburdened with shopping bags filled with purchases from upscale stores. Texts were flying from their collective phones. Youthful gossip was now delivered almost exclusively electronically. Indeed, one girl was energetically texting the friend walking beside her, as though actually turning and speaking to her would be somehow uncool or a burden. As he walked along, Will Roby looked up and watched the seagulls drift across the clear sky. It was a beautiful day to do many things, but dying was not one of them. It was never a good day to die, he thought. Yet oftentimes one didn't have a choice on the actual timing. He looked at Oliver Stone, who was about 15 feet ahead of him. The man had close-cropped white hair. He was lean and wiry and about 6'2", 2 inches taller than Roby. It was a sad testament to the state of general health in America when a lean, older man made one immediately think he was suffering from a serious illness. Roby knew who Oliver Stone was. And he also knew that he was not someone to take lightly. And despite his not exactly being a spring chicken, Roby knew the man could hold his own against just about anyone or anything. Stone turned into the mall entrance. Roby broke off from the giddy girls and turned in there as well, about 10 paces back now. Stone hurried up the steps and onto the main level of the multi-story mall that had a clear glass elevator leading to the upper floors. Stone didn't bother with the elevator. He just walked briskly up the steps to the next level, turned left, and continued on. Roby mimicked these movements, rotating his line of sight to take in what he needed to. The mall was crowded, but the section where Stone was headed was not. The bank was down here, as were some other businesses that were either not open on Saturday or were, like the bank, about to close. Next to the bank entrance was a long corridor leading to a service area and restrooms. This was the cheaper section of the mall, and none of the popular stores were located here. But banks were notoriously frugal on everything except executive pay, and thus it was the perfect location for one. That was why banks had all the money. They didn't spend any more than they absolutely had to. Stone passed the service corridor and walked through the large opening into the bank. He nodded at the security guard posted near the entrance. The guard was older, with white hair and a paunch that stretched his rental cop shirt to its fullest extent. The guard checked his watch. Stone smiled. "Don't worry. I've got 2 minutes, Charlie."
"You know, you can use the ATM outside to deposit your funds, Oliver."
"I like dealing with real people. If the machine chews up my check, where's the proof?" Charlie smiled.
"I bet you don't have an online account either."
"I've heard of the internet. I've just never used it."
"I only do because of the grandkids. Have a good weekend."
"You too."